Angles, written by Ennis Morrig and read by Wilfriede 0815. Fandom, Takes Kalan series. Relationship, 3 Seagrass and 12 Azalea. Summary.
What? You thought I was conniving?
The idea is delightful. 3 Seagrass thinks she could be conniving. Conniving sounds like fun. 12 Azalea pushes the door open with the tip of his shoe and nearly drops his previous cargo. 3 Seagrass leaps up to catch the dumplings before they fall. Her stomach, without any warning, makes a noise like dangerous geological activity, and she takes half the armful of food from him to coo at it.
I thought you weren't hungry, he laughs. I thought you were too busy with pyroclastic flows to eat.
I wasn't hungry then, she says. I am now, and besides, you bought enough for me anyway.
I know you well enough to know you'd change your mind as soon as you smelled it.
He shifts her pile of papers off the table. They'd already encroached over his section of study materials in the few minutes he's been gone, but doesn't let any of it slump over or touch the ground or get mixed up. 3 Seagrass doesn't like it when her things touch the ground or get creased or get mixed up. She likes it when other people mix their own things up, and then she gets to fix it for them and be cleverer. She makes some kind of rebuttal, but there's a dumpling in her mouth, so it doesn't actually matter what the words are. Just the impression of effrontery. The night through the tiny, high-up dorm room windows is black and blue and purple, like a new bad bruise, and she's got a headache hovering just behind her eyes and a cramp in her forearm from writing, and she's ravenous. She had been hungry when he asked, but she didn't want to be, so she'd lied. 12 Azalea is wonderful. The perfect kind of friend for her to have. Without him doing things like this, she wouldn't be able to keep it up. She'd have to learn to moderate herself. And nobody who moderates themselves is ever interesting. Nobody ever writes poetry about people who are reasonable and measured.
You know, Reed, he says, after a few silent, blissful minutes of meat and rice and glorious citrusy sauce. You gave me the heebie-jeebies when we met.
3 Seagrass looks up.
What?
She says. She's not unnerving or scary. She's tried it. She can't do it well.
I always used to get the impression you were looking into the room from the outside, trying to find an angle.
What? You thought I was conniving? The idea is delightful. She thinks she could be conniving. Conniving sounds like fun.
No, the other kind of angle. Like a camera angle.
He frowns and picks at a few bones on his plate, trying to phrase something.
You used to be so charming on purpose sometimes. It was like you were trying to stay in character, but the character was just you. Does that make sense?
No, 3 Seagrass says.
No, not much.
Are you sure I didn't just intimidate you with my genius?
He smiles, as though that's some kind of relief.
You're much less charming now, Reed, he says fondly. I'm glad. I like you more when you're not doing a 3 Seagrass act for my benefit. She has no idea what he means.
3 Seagrass says, I know you now, and means for it to sound like, I trust you. Which appears to work because he grins.
She smiles in response. She tries to make it a real, genuine smile, but doesn't know quite what that means either. She wonders how she can learn to do genuine. The end.